Sheila Cabrera stood at the kitchen sink, the warm light filtering through the window as she washed the dishes. She had moved from Peru to Lancaster, California, with dreams of a better life for her three young sons. Every day, she poured her love into them, hoping to shield them from the harsh realities that often crept into their home. The laughter of her boys echoed in the background, a sweet sound that masked the pain she felt inside. But beneath the surface, Sheila's life was a constant battle. Her husband, Josemar Cabrera Cornejo, presented a facade of stability, but behind closed doors, he was anything but. Years of physical and emotional abuse had left her feeling trapped. Josemar's threats hung over her like a dark cloud. If she ever tried to leave, he promised he would take their children away. That threat kept her locked in a cycle of fear. Sheila's friends often noticed her silent suffering. They offered support, but the thought of losing her boys made her hesitate. She lived in a prison of uncertainty, fighting to stay strong for her children while enduring the torment of her marriage. By August 2025, however, something shifted in her. After countless nights of quiet reflection, she reached a breaking point. The idea of leaving Josemar began to take shape in her mind. She confided in her family back in Peru about her plans to file for divorce and take her children with her. There was determination in her voice, but also fear. On August 10th, 2025, she spoke with her mother one last time. Her heart raced as she discussed her hopes for a fresh start, but the weight of impending danger was palpable. Josemar could sense the change in her demeanor. The next day, he took a deadly step that would shatter their world. In a fit of rage, he killed Sheila in their apartment, the act premeditated and cold. He wrapped her body in fabric, dragging it through their home as if she were nothing more than an object. The following days unfolded in confusion. When Sheila did not return, her friends grew concerned and reported her missing. Josemar's inconsistent stories about her whereabouts raised immediate suspicions. He claimed she had left him, but his narrative crumbled under scrutiny. The surveillance footage showing him struggling with a wrapped bundle became the catalyst for the investigation, shifting it from a missing persons case to a homicide. As the search for Sheila's remains began in the Angeles National Forest, the community rallied together, mourning a loss that had struck them deeply. The calls for justice grew louder, echoing across the town. Meanwhile, Josemar fled to Peru with their children, evading the law as investigators prepared to charge him with murder. An Interpol red notice was issued, but the legal complexities of international jurisdiction cast a shadow over the case. Sheila's death sent shockwaves through Lancaster. Her friends, once filled with hope for her new beginning, were now mourning the loss of a vibrant life taken too soon. The community came together in grief, organizing vigils to honor her memory. Candles flickered in the night, illuminating the faces of those who shared stories of Sheila's kindness and bravery. They wore shirts emblazoned with her name, a rallying cry for justice against domestic violence. As the investigation unfolded, detectives pieced together Josemar's actions. The surveillance footage was a critical turning point. It revealed him wrestling with a heavy object, his face contorted with anger and fear. Witnesses recalled his erratic behavior leading up to the murder. He had grown increasingly paranoid, often watching Sheila with a menacing gaze. Friends had noticed bruises on her arms and the shadow of fear in her eyes. While the search for Sheila's body continued, Josemar's decision to flee with their children sent a wave of outrage rippling through the community. The boys, ages 5, 7, and 9, were innocent victims in a tragic saga. Concerned neighbors quickly mobilized, creating online campaigns and sharing their plight on social media. They urged authorities to intervene, fearing for the boys' safety as they remained in Josemar's custody. In Peru, Josemar maintained a facade of normalcy. He took the children to parks, played games, and smiled for the camera, but underneath, he was panicked. Each article about the investigation felt like a noose tightening around his neck. He thought about his escape plan, growing more desperate with every passing day. Back in California, the local police worked tirelessly. They coordinated with Interpol, aiming to bring Josemar to justice. News reports about Sheila's murder and the subsequent search for Josemar dominated headlines, catching the attention of national organizations advocating against domestic violence. They highlighted Sheila's story, pushing for changes in protective laws for victims. On August 27th, Josimar unexpectedly surrendered to authorities in Peru. He claimed he wanted to protect his children, but the truth was far murkier. As he sat in the interrogation room, faced with mounting evidence, fear crept in. He knew the weight of the charges against him. The very foundation of his life was crumbling, leaving him with only his children's future to consider. Back in Lancaster, the news of Josimar's surrender spread like wildfire. The community exhaled collectively, a mix of relief and anger. They knew the fight for justice was far from over. Sheila's friends vowed to keep her memory alive, advocating for the prevention of domestic violence and supporting those still trapped in similar situations. As the legal process began, the lingering question remained: would justice truly be served? Sheila's story echoed, a haunting reminder of the lives affected by domestic abuse and the fight for every victim's right to live free from fear. As the legal proceedings began, the reality of Sheila's murder enveloped Lancaster. The community held its breath, eager for answers and justice. Sheila's family in Peru mourned deeply, their grief transcending borders. Her brothers and sisters joined her friends in calling for change, sharing her story to raise awareness about domestic violence. Josimar sat in a Peruvian jail, stripped of his facade. The court date approached, and so did the weight of evidence against him. Witnesses lined up to testify, painting a portrait of a man who had once been charming but had turned into a monster. As the days passed, news of the trial spread, igniting a fire within the community. They rallied to support Sheila's family, organizing fundraising events to help with legal fees and services for the children. In California, the vigils continued. Candles flickered every night, contrasting the darkness that Sheila's death had cast. Her boys' laughter, once a distant echo, was now a painful reminder of their loss. Friends and neighbors took turns caring for the children, providing emotional support and ensuring they felt the warmth of community love. Each day, they shared stories about their mother, turning grief into memories that would not be forgotten. The trial began in late September, filled with tension and heartache. Josimar's defense team tried to argue that he acted in self-defense, but the evidence was overwhelming. The wrapped fabric that once held Sheila's body, the surveillance footage, and testimonies from friends drew a clear picture of his guilt. The prosecution painted Sheila as a loving mother, trapped in a cycle of fear and abuse. On the morning of the verdict, a heavy silence settled over the courtroom. Sheila's family and friends sat together, hands intertwined, hearts pounding. When the foreman delivered the words guilty, a wave of relief washed over them. Tears streamed down cheeks, marking the bittersweet moment of justice. Josimar, face pale, realized there was no escape from the consequences of his actions. In the weeks that followed, the community worked to ensure Sheila's legacy lived on. They established scholarships in her name for children affected by domestic violence, aiming to provide hope for a better future. Sheila's story encouraged others to speak out, breaking the silence surrounding abuse. Though justice had been served, Sheila's absence lingered in every corner of Lancaster. Her three sons faced a journey toward healing, surrounded by a community determined to support them. The promise of a brighter future glimmered in their eyes, a testament to their mother's love and strength. The question remained, how to shape their lives without her. Yet as they played in the park, laughter mingling with sorrow, they held on to the memory of Sheila, a guiding light in their darkness.